Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, make sure you're listening to ESPN 102.5 The Game for your cue to call tomorrow in the 8 a.m., 12 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours for your chance to qualify for a free Nashville Predators jersey. Don't forget, today's exhibition pregame coverage begins at 2 right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, your flagship home of the Nashville Predators radio network. Welcome back into Morning Drive. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode taking you through this Thursday morning. And it's time once again to talk some hockey. To do that, we bring in our friend Owen Newkirk, radio host for the Dallas Stars. Owen, thanks so much for taking time to come on with us, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, Robbie, thanks for having me. I don't know about you. I'm guessing you're pretty excited about it because, you know, it's not too often we get 100-degree hockey out here, so we're ready to roll.
Hey, I'm all about some 100-degree hockey. I would watch hockey, I think, on the far side of the moon right now. I've just missed it so much.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's weird to have a season pause like we did. Obviously it's very unconventional, and to do it in that time frame where, you know, you're just getting geared up for the stretch run and just have it get cut cold turkey kind of leaves this very unfulfilled feeling in everybody, because they put so much into the season. I mean, Stars were at 69 games played. I think some had played up to 71. That's a lot of investment to not see any return.
Absolutely. So Owen, we were kind of having a discussion earlier in the show about the Preds and the Stars and where exactly the Stars rank in terms of the pecking order of the rivals for the Preds. And some people think they're like second or third. Some people think they're the biggest rival for the Preds right now. Like, where do you think the Preds rank in terms of rivals for the Stars?
You know, it's funny because for a little while, I think the Dallas Stars were missing a hated rival. Not that they didn't have any, that they didn't have a king, or the one that they really circled on the calendar, said it's this one and we don't like each other. And I think it's starting to evolve as Nashville being maybe that. Now, you really make rivalries in the playoffs. So that helped last year that the two teams met in the first round. And then, of course, the organizers, both with the Stars, the Preds, and the NHL for the Winter Classic, had to be salivating that happened, because they were hoping that, okay, it's a division rivalry, but having that playoff history so recently and then going to the Cotton Bowl completely, you know, amped up that rivalry. And then, of course, obviously the Corey Perry hit on Ryan Ellis kind of added some spice to the mix. But for me, I think that's one of them. For a while, the Stars had a pretty strong playoff rivalry with the Anaheim Ducks. And it's weird because they hadn't been in the same division for a while. I mean, there was a time where Dallas was in the Pacific Division, and so they played them a lot. But the old school Stars, when they were really good and won a cup in 99, had a real rivalry with the Edmonton Oilers, because they seemed to play each other in the playoffs every single year for a while. That isn't the same these days. That's 20 years ago. But right now, I mean, the two teams that really stand out to me are Nashville, because of what we were just talking about, and then St. Louis. And the reason why it's the Blues is because the last two times the Stars have felt really good about going on a playoff run, they've lost in a Game 7 to the Blues, and I think that really does something.
Yeah, Owen, and obviously Corey Perry holds a special place in the heart of every Nashville Predators fan. On the flip side of that, I mean, I think I would probably answer it a year ago, P.K. Subban, but which Predators player annoys Dallas fans the most?
Well, you know, that's interesting, because I don't know if there is, you know, Austin Watson plays a very physical, heavy game. You guys have seen him for years. I saw him actually play in Milwaukee when I was still in the AHL with the Texas Stars, which was like 7 years ago. It seems like a lifetime ago now. But to me, it's more the guys that seem to always play well for Nashville, which, of course, you know, will stick in the craw of a Stars fan. You know who lately has been really good? It's been Rocco Grimaldi. You know, the diminutive forward always seems to have a great game against Dallas. And then in games past, it was always Victor Arvidsson, who had just torched the Stars. But I don't know if there is one guy who runs around and really throws, you know, a lot of dirty hits and everyone just wants to boo him. You're right. It was Subban. He's such a bubbly, I don't know if bubbly is the right word, but he has such a very infectious, wonderful personality that if he's not on your team, you want to go after him for some reason. I think we need more guys like that in the game just for the sake of selling the sport.
Owen Newkirk on the line with us, radio host for the Dallas Stars. And Owen, things weren't going all that great for the Stars before the pause. I think they had lost 6 games in a row. What kind of renewed energy do you sense around this group as they head into the bubble in Edmonton?
Well, it's funny because we've talked about that a lot in Dallas as they, you know, went through the pause. Is that a benefit to them? It didn't hurt, but frankly, I think the Stars were going to get out of that. You know, they went 0-4-2. They got shut out in back-to-back games by UC Soros. That didn't help. But it was not the kind of thing that there was a systemic problem. They were just having a lull, which every team goes through at times. So for me, well, it's nice that the Stars, especially being one of the older teams in the playoff format, is, you know, they're all rested. That could be a real benefit for guys like Jamie Benn, Joe Pavelski, Alexander Radulov, Corey Perry, all guys in their 30s who are now fresh and not sort of trying to play through the toll of an 82-game season. I actually think that they're kind of like everybody else going back to square one in the sense that we don't know who's going to be great. I think that, you know, there's been a lot of talking points around the league of the most beneficial teams from this pause have been the ones with the major injuries. A lot of people talk about Tarasenko coming back for St. Louis. St. Louis was playing pretty darn good hockey without him. Columbus was battered all year, so I think they're really high on that list. But for me, Colorado has to be the most beneficial or the biggest benefactor of this pause, because to get Landeskog and Rantanen back and really give them that, I mean, I think that's the best line in hockey when they're going right now, at least currently. And Colorado's going to be a really tough out.
So, Owen, obviously the Predators, they start qualifying round Sunday against Arizona. This is their one chance to really see what they've got, if what they've been working on, you know, can translate against an opponent. We're trying to figure out the goalie situation. It's a very important game for the Predators. Obviously the Stars are in a little bit different situation here. Do you think that they approach this more like a, I guess, quote-unquote, true exhibition game today?
Well, you know, it's very interesting because we've been talking about this probably for at least a week now. Once the team had a couple scrimmages and you realize that it was at the point where they needed to play somebody else, and now they're just sort of playing out the string until this gets here today, because Rick Bowness, the Stars head coach, pointed out that, well, the Stars have a round robin to work out kinks. He said, Nashville has one game, as you guys know, and then you play your series. So you will come out with intensity knowing that you don't have the luxury of any extra time. So he said he doesn't think it's going to feel like a playoff game, but he said it's also not going to feel like a September exhibition game, probably somewhere in the middle. For the Stars, the big thing is, even in scrimmages where the intensity has been high, you don't want to go out and, you know, take somebody's head off. There's no thunderous hits. And even when they do their special teams work, guys see ankles and legs in shooting lanes. They're not cranking that 100-mile-an-hour slap shot one-timer because they don't want to kill each other. And that's not going to be a concern today. I think guys are going to go after it. And so the coaching staff for the Stars have been talking about the last 3 or 4 days in the bubble that the big focus for today for them is to maintain a high level of intensity. And the fact that they're playing the Preds might mean that that'll be a little easier to manufacture.
Oh, and last thing for you here, we all know how good of a player Joe Pavelski is and has been throughout his career. How would you describe the impact he's had with the Stars, and what more do you think Pavelski can give once this tournament begins?
Well, that's kind of twofold, and the reason why is that he did not have the best introduction to Dallas in the sense that from his own goal-scoring output production standpoint. I think everybody was hoping for and probably thought that he was going to come in, and, you know, he scored 38 goals last year. So, okay, well, if he scores 25 to 30, that's fine, you know, understandable. But it took a little longer to he'd been in San Jose for 13 seasons in a row. It's hard to make a transition when you've been accustomed to certain players, and obviously his connection with Brent Burns as far as, you know, the types of shots from the point on the power play and how he tips pucks and chases rebounds, that has taken a little bit longer. We've seen Pavelski and John Klingberg working quite a bit before and now since after the pause to try to sync up a little bit more and see what works for both of them. But one thing that Pavelski has brought the entire time, in spite of not having what he would consider a career year, is his leadership in the room. Some of the stuff he does on the ice has just been remarkable. And as I was saying earlier with the health and maybe the freshness, I think a guy like Pavelski, or I know you guys don't want to hear me say Corey Perry's name too many times, but I think those guys with their just trove of experience in the playoffs could be set up to be major X factors for the Stars. And, you know, obviously Dallas is built around their defense and goaltending, and that's not going to change. But that timely goal, whether it's special teams or otherwise, from a guy like Pavelski could be just massive for this team's success rate.
Owen Newkirk, radio host for the Dallas Stars, has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Owen, thanks for joining us, man. We really appreciate it, and looking forward to some live-action hockey today.
Thanks, guys. It's a great way to spend the afternoon, isn't it?
That's right. Sure is. Now, been too long since we've been able to say that about spending an afternoon looking at hockey. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion between the Preds and the Stars and the exhibition game facing off later today. That's next. This is Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.